the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. With just 1 week to go before Ontarians head to the polls, today I'm talking with London Free Press reporter Jonathan Juha about the election campaign. We'll take a look at who's running, talk about where you can vote early, and if anyone's even really been paying attention to this snap election so far. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Not too bad on yourself.
I'm good. This election was called at the end of January, giving us about a month because we're going to the polls end of February to kind of wrap our heads around having an election in a really, the dead of winter. It's very cold right now. Have you found in your reporting, the London Free Press reporting, like, do Ontarians even care? Are people paying a lot of attention to this campaign?
Well, it seems to be that actually the answer would be no. Not a lot of attention has been garnered this election. I mean, when you compare, an election that only runs for a month compared to what happens south of the border in the U.S., where you have the primaries and then conventions, and it's almost like a year of hearing about election. You know, it sounds like small potatoes, just a month of elections here. But it's also the time we're in right now, in the sense that, again, we just had like the U.S. election last year in November. There has been a lot of news coming from the U.S. as well with the threat of tariffs. And also everything that has been happening at the federal level, right? So with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announcing that he was going to step aside, the leadership race. So, it seems like people's attentions, it's divided between many different things. And especially this, as you said, being a snap election, something that was not supposed to be happening now, right now, like bring your dog for a cold like 15 months earlier, right? So it seems like people have had their attention divided among many different things. So it doesn't seem that it has, attracted the same level of attention from voters right now.
Yeah. How has the winter weather impacted campaigning for the candidates, just, local candidates?
Well, I can only imagine that it has made it a lot harder. At least personally, I haven't really noticed, many candidates. I haven't seen them myself, going door to door, things like that, maybe here and there some. But even if you look at the signs, it doesn't seem like we don't really have that many signs out there as compared to other elections. Maybe that's just my personal opinion.
I've noticed the lack of signs.
But if you think about it, it obviously makes it harder. A lot of these campaigns rely a lot on the support from volunteers, people dedicating their time. And with all the snow, all the cold that we have gotten, obviously canvassing and going door to door has become a lot more complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about voter turnout, because voter turnout for the last Ontario election was abysmal. I think it was the lowest voter turnout ever. We talked about if people are even paying attention this time around. What do we think about voter turnout this time? Do you think we're even going to get where we were at last time? Better, worse? What do you think?
Well, like you said, if we go back to the election in 2022, we only had about 44% of eligible voters actually cast their ballot, which is the lowest level that we have had in the history of elections in Ontario. But if we go by the amount of interest that the election seems to be getting from people, it would be sort of like safe to assume that we could be probably around the same. Again, there's so much going on right now, and people are more concerned, about the high cost of living. Again, the threat of terrorists from the U.S., what the impact of that is going to be in the economy. So it seems like people's attention is divided. So it could, just give us a sense that perhaps the turnout is not going to be as high as it should be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you are planning to vote, early voting, early polls open today, actually. So if you want to get your vote in early, how can we do that?
We have 3 days of voting, early voting, as you say, today, Friday and Saturday. Elections Ontario is like the first thing that you had to do was to actually, register, make sure that you have registered to vote. That way you would be receiving like a voter card in the mail. It's supposed to be started to be mailed out on Monday. So you should be getting one this week. But even if you haven't received one, you can still vote early. All you need to do is, take a piece of ID that shows your address and your name to the polling station. And you can still cast your vote that day, that way, I mean. And Obviously, it would be the same for the actual election day happening. You have to follow the same sort of like procedures. If you're unsure as to where you actually have to vote, the best option is to go, Election Ontario. You'll be able to, input your address, and it will give you like the location for you to go to vote. So there are multiple ways. You can also, vote by mail. There's still a way for you to register. You just have to make sure that the your mail-in ballot gets to the office before 6 p.m. on February 26th, so it can be counted for the election. But all of that information, like if you have any other questions, obviously the best option is to go to Election Ontario's website, or we have a primer on our website as well at lfpress.com.
Okay. And voting day is February 27th, we should say, just in case you
Correct.
don't know. Okay, let's talk about some of the debates. Because there was some of the PCs and all the PCs, I think actually, were told their candidates not to attend any local election debates. Is that right?
Yes, so it seems to be like at least in London, the PC candidates have not been attending the debates. It can generate a little bit of controversy, that decision. I mean, if you think about it from the PC's perspective, there's very little upside, I guess. You run into the chance of, making a slip, the local candidate make like slipping something, saying something wrong, and impacting your own chances. But the PC seems to be, running sort of like a campaign in which they are confident about the result that they're gonna get. So it seems to be like a strategy to just like minimize the chance of making mistakes or errors that could, make it difficult for them, I guess, to get elected, right? So obviously, when we here in Canada, and it's the same for the provincial election, at the end of the day, the majority of people will be voting for the leader of the party. The local candidates, obviously, if it's someone that is well known, would have a little bit of an impact. But at the end of the day, as much as you're voting for your local candidate, the main goal is to elect the leader of the party, right? So it's that's the strategy from the PC. Sort of like, we are in an advantaged position. The polls seem to suggest that they have a strong enough lead that would secure another majority for them. So it seems just about, minimizing mistakes and wrapping it on election day, that kind of thing.
But they have gotten a bit of flack from other parties, even political experts, about not attending the debates. What have you heard in that regard?
Well, it can be, for some people may see it, a little bit as an anti-democratic stand. Obviously, you want to be able to debate your ideas and people to, be informed about what your party is proposing. So it goes a little bit against that narrative. But at the end of the day, it's up to people to decide whether that's enough. Critics have been accusing the government of sort of like imposing this idea of not going to debate because they are afraid of defending the record of the premier and his government over the past few years. But again, each person needs to make their mind whether that's a reason enough to look for vote for someone else, or whether they are comfortable with the PC sort of like taking that position of not debating it and what they are proposing for the future of the province.
Have there been any PC candidates attending debates?
We know, at least in the London region, we know of Rob Flack. He's been attending sort of like some of the debates that happen in his riding, which takes a portion of London and St. Thomas and Elgin, Middlesex as well. But again, I mean, at the end of the day, he's also one of those strongholds for the PCs. I mean, if you look at the 10 ridings that happen in southwestern Ontario, you have the three NDPs here in what you would call the core of the city, I guess. But the rural ridings around London, they are all blue. So it could be, confidence as well on the part of Flagg about his position and his standing and his chances of getting reelected again.
Well, that leads me into talking about all the ridings in this area. We're just going to focus on the London and kind of the two ridings around it. So Rob Flack, of course, we'll start with that one, Elgin, Middlesex, London. Any changes foreseeable? Because it's been a PC stronghold for I think 3 terms now.
It's hard to see that changing. Over the past few years, I've been sort of like waiting to see this idea that we have had so many people coming from the GTA move to the London and the surrounding communities. And people in the GTA area tend to vote or lean more to the left or vote more liberal and NDP. So I've been curious to see, if that influx of people would have some bearing on the elections in any way, like maybe giving the possibility of other parties to be more, to be a little bit more competitive in the rural settings, right? But it seems like we haven't really had that happen. Like even in the rural ridings, you can see victories of more than 20, 30% difference from compared from the winner to the second candidate. So it's hard to see, it's hard to think that that's going to change. I think locally, like within the city, there's a chance of them being a little bit more competitive, but at the same time, London has become its own stronghold for the NDP. So they have a track record. They have the face recognition with voters, given that they have been sent in some cases from the early 2010s, right? So it'll be interesting to. I think there's a little bit more of a chance happening within London itself. But I think most of the ridings are in the rural area, a little more secure for the PCs. Even if we go to the, you know, Lambton Kent, Middlesex, they have the Lucan mayor is running for the Liberals, but she already lost the by-election. And if I'm not mistaken, the winner for the PC won with 53% of the vote. So even for a person like herself, who is very well known, who's been mayor for a while now, who's been warden of the county, it just speaks to the challenge that the other parties have to sort of like break through in rural southwestern Ontario.
Well then let's talk about London, because as you said, all the ridings in London are NDP held at the moment. In London West and London North Centre might be a little more up for grabs than London Fanshawe, maybe. London Fanshawe has Teresa Armstrong, and she's running for another term. I don't have it in front of me how many she has, but she's been in that position for a long time. Which of those ridings might have a change, could have a change this time?
I think the closest race could be between Tarun Kernahan and Councillor Jerry Pribble, just because in the last election, the difference between both of them was only 4,000 votes. So it could, you know, it may sound like a lot, but it's an advantage that can be flipped quite easily. That would be for me sort of like the race to watch locally. Again, it's hard to tell with when you look at the polling data, like at that what we're seeing on the province level, again, the PCs have a strong margin and a big lead ahead. Even the Liberals are polling like in second place, but that's where, you know, some of that strategic voting comes into play, or how efficient the vote is. Because in other elections, even we have seen the Liberal Party as well have sort of like the second intention of vote across the province, but their vote was so spread out that they ended up with less than 10 seats in last election. So it could be as well, you know, again, the NDP ha has made London, you know, that little spot of orange right in the middle of a lot of a sea of blue. So it will be interesting to see where there's a change happening there.
Well, we've got 1 week left for campaigning. What can we expect to see from candidates? If the I think, in my opinion, if the weather lets up a little bit, you might see a little bit more door knocking.
Yeah, you can anticipate that that's going to be sort of like their push this week. Most of the candidates and most of the teams that I've had the chance to talk to have said about how they're making the door-to-door knocking sort of like the big push for their campaign. They have made some effort as well to get people to vote early, you know, promoting the dates, locations, offering rides and things like that to you know, to ensure that people get and vote. But you can anticipate if the weather cooperates that you will see a little bit more activity out on the streets. It's sort of like the final stretch, so the last opportunity they will have to get that interaction with voters, especially one-on-one, the biggest chance, I guess, that they would have to change someone's mind. But we're anticipating a little bit more activity happening in these next few days for sure.
All right. Well, thank you, Jonathan, for joining us today. Again, you go to the polls, you can vote. Early voting starts today, and the election day is February 27th. Thanks, Jonathan, for all your expertise today.
Thank you for having me.